You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Kevin Bunn, who has been a resident of Clayton, North Carolina, his whole life, where he and his wife and two small children call home. Bunn attended North Carolina State University and received his Bachelor's of Science degree in Mechanical Engineering, and throughout his career, he has bought and managed several real estate properties and even owned a few fitness training centers. Kevin, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric. Yeah, man, I really appreciate you giving me a chance to be on your show and talk about the Stock Doc and just let the world know that it exists and we're getting ready to launch it to the public.
You bet, Kevin, and certainly is our pleasure not only to have you, but we are looking forward to hearing all about the Stock Doc as well. So for starters, a good place to start, tell us about your new product, the Stock Doc, that you're about to launch.
Yeah, okay. The Sock Doc is basically, it's a simple and easy-to-use sock organizing system for washing, drying, and storing your socks from dirty feet to clean and neat. So basically what you do, you hang the Sock Doc on a doorknob or a closet rod just somewhere near your dirty clothes hamper. When you put your dirty clothes in the hamper, you put your dirty socks on the Sock Doc. Once the sock dock is full of dirty socks, you just take the hanger off, throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and then take it out and it hangs in your closet. So it eliminates the need for a sock door because you store and organize your socks in the closet. Right now, it's currently for sale online at sockdoc.com, but the official launch will be at the Chicago show, the International Home and Houseware show in March. It's March 18th through 21st. So that's our big kickoff there.
And I'm sure you're most anxious for that event to take place, as well as I would be the same. Now, how did the idea of the Sock Doc come about?
Well, I'm all about making life a little simpler and easier. And maybe because I have possibly a lazy bone in my body, you might want to say that. So trying to find easier ways to do things. For me, the worst part of doing laundry is having to match the socks and look for the socks. And we've got a family of four, two of which being small kids, laundry became a nightmare. So the tiny socks are the worst. My little girl's three, and no two pair of socks are the same. They're all different. And trying to match those and keep up with them is near about impossible. So matching socks, it's such a boring and consuming task. That's even if you can find the socks. I don't know what happens to them. You put 10 socks in the washer, you might get 7 out. So I began asking other parents if they had the same sock issues with their kids and whatnot. And they all seemed to have the same issue. Couldn't find socks or losing socks or taking time to match them. They all had the same issue. So basically, that's where the Sock Doc idea began. I said, there's got to be an easier way to do this. And so the journey to create the Sock Doc began at that point.
Certainly, certainly meeting a need right there. No question about it. Now, why do you think consumers would like or embrace this new product?
Well, most everyone that I know wears socks, and they all have the same age-old issue of where do all my socks go? Like I said, you put socks in that match in the washer, and then they come out, you're missing a pair, and you end up with a laundry basket full of single, unmatched, unloved socks that you don't know what to do with. Not sure what happens to them when they go in there. I don't know if the sock monster eats them. Who knows? All I know is they somehow disappear until now. So the Sock Doc's here to put an end to that sock monster.
You got to love it. Today we're joined by Mr. Kevin Bunn of Sock Doc, helping you to never lose socks again here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Bunn, what were a few of the biggest challenges that you experienced as a small business startup?
Well, I had two major issues. One is I had an idea, but now what do I do with it? Having the idea, at first I thought that was the hard part, but the idea became the easy part. There's no book with step-by-step rules on how to create your new product. So there's a lot of trial and error and a lot of trying to learn things and be creative along the way. Because the other issue is not a whole lot of money, a lack of funding. So the way I tried to get around that was trying to learn how to do everything myself. So you don't have a lot of money, you get creative. My first prototype was with duct tape and string. So it's evolved quite a long way from the original prototype. We probably went through 15 different prototypes till we got the magic one, the magic design that works perfectly.
Lastly, what advice would you give to another entrepreneur tuning in that wants to bring a product to market just like you have?
Well, if you believe in your product, just don't give up on it, because there'll be a lot of roadblocks and bumps along the way. Just keep pushing. The biggest advice I give is try to find other entrepreneurs to bounce ideas off of and ask questions. Maybe someone who's a little further ahead than you are right now with their product, sort of be a mentor. I found a group. There's one group on Facebook that I'm a member of that's been an excellent source resources. It's called Entrepreneur Exchange, and I'd recommend that to anyone who's just getting started. They have a lot of creative ideas, and it'll help you not make it all the errors that I made in the beginning.
Well, Kevin, we certainly do wish you all the best and success there at the event this month up in Chicago. And I'm sure the product will be well accepted there. Now, tell our listeners where they can get more information about SockDoc and how they could even make purchase today.
Yeah, right now you can go to SockDoc.com. That's SockDoc.com. And we're live online. We've got videos explaining how it works and a lot of photos to show you. And we're looking forward to the big launch in Chicago, March 18th. So if anybody's in the area, in the Chicago area, stop by and see our booth. We'll be there. And I really appreciate, again, giving us the opportunity to be on the show and help get the word out about the Sock Doc. It means a whole lot. I appreciate it.
And that's certainly what we're here for. Again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Appreciate the opportunity.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Kevin Bunn of Sock Doc, a sock organization system. And once again, for more information and for purchase, visit sockdoc.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app, your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.